U.S. Army troops have taken control of much of Baghdad's airport. Formerly named after Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein, the military has renamed the airport Baghdad International Airport. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks of the Central Command says U.S. troops are going through buildings at the airport, including underground facilities, in a search for Iraqi soldiers. Kevin Perino is a reporter with Newsweek, traveling with elements of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, which reached the Baghdad airport yesterday. NPR's Christopher Joyce spoke with him this morning.
This airport's been described as a pretty big place. It's several square miles. Are the troops confident that they have the whole thing under control?
Not yet. They certainly didn't up until a few hours ago. It seemed like every time we would get out for a minute to rest and just pop out the back of the Bradley, you would hear a small arms fire, and we'd have to jump back in really quickly. Some of it was very close to us. The Bradley that I'm riding in was hit by something. We can't tell. You can see the nicks on the outside of it. They thought it was a rocket-propelled grenade, but when you look at it now, it doesn't look big enough. It's pretty dangerous with these little pockets of fighting throughout the day. They collected some caches of weapons, some boxes of RPGs, and they actually also found some briefcases with brand new gas equipment, a new gas mask still sealed, new protective suits still in their wrappers. That's obviously something that's troubling for the commanders here to find among the possessions of the Iraqi troops.
There's also word that we've heard that there might have been some civilians coming out to the airport. Have you seen any civilians there?
Yes, we saw quite a few civilians yesterday as we were leaving the crossing of the Euphrates. We passed through sort of an urban area. It looked like a suburb of Baghdad, and there were dozens, if not hundreds, of civilians out in the streets, most of them waving. You saw children making motions with their hands to their mouths, asking for food. And most of them seemed quite friendly, but it's also that these troops that I've been with have been in the desert for most of this campaign and away from large quantities of civilians, and so and the terrain shifts a little bit here, where you have these palm trees and wooded areas. There's a lot more places for somebody to hide who's got an RPG or a rifle or something and wants to take pot shots at the convoy.
And when did you get to the airport?
We got here probably, I think it was about midnight last night. It was a lot of stop and start. Really, when we rolled up, it had already gotten dark, and there was a lot of waiting. There's a big wall outside the airport, and so they had to fire some rounds through the wall, and it took a little time to break through the wall and find different means of entry. And so over the course of the night, they sort of moved forward and secured different areas of the airport. But as I said, it's taken all day to get it to be some level of calm, where the soldiers feel comfortable getting out of their vehicles and walking around a little bit.
This move north has been almost nonstop. I wonder how you feel. Have you talked to the troops themselves and how they're holding up?
Well, right now they're exhausted. I'm amazed that they're still awake, frankly. I think probably any minute now, at least the guys that I'm with are going to just conk out. But they have been, when they crossed the border, they were ready to go. They'd been sitting around in Kuwait for a long time. And then they had this long pause. It was almost a week in the western desert of Iraq. And morale sort of sunk at that point. But then you could really see it, the morale pick right back up when they started going again. Despite the fact that they're just exhausted, morale's pretty good right now.
Newsweek reporter Kevin Perino speaking with NPR's Christopher Joyce.